A Suffolk County teenager discovered an error on the state's maths region exam, but it took weeks for the New York State Education Department to admit the teen was right.
And I noticed one of the questions had no correct answer.
16-year-old Benjamin Caltelfo will be a junior this coming school year at Ward Melville High School on Long Island. Some consider Caltelfo a math whiz. When he was a seventh grader, he took the geometry regents. In fact, he's already taken almost every math course offered in his school district. Caltelfo tells us he discovered the math mistake on a question about triangles. He was reviewing the geometry test prep questions online because he was tutoring other students who were getting ready to take the Regents this past June.
They had an example of angle side side, which they're using to show that the triangles weren't similar, but it was an exception. I knew there was a mistake. I wrote up a proof that showed that the triangles had to be similar, and I showed it to my dad, who concurred, and then we moved it on to Mr. Bernhard, who's the principal at the junior high school. And from there, he called the State Department.
I mean, I really am exceptionally proud that one of our own was able to take this little pebble, and the ripple effects that it had throughout the state is incredible, is amazing.
Alan Baum is principal at the Melville High School. Baum tells WBFO News he was very disappointed at the response his student received from the State Education Department.
I thought they were terrible, denying Ben's expertise and knowledge base and failing to give him the appropriate credit at the time.
But Caltelfo put a petition on change.org to gather support for his finding.
They agreed to rescore the exam and the question.
Well, better late than never. The state agreed to give credit to any student who got that question wrong. So we are now at the tail end of our process of reviewing all of the Regents exams that our student have taken and recalculating not only the region score, but the final course grade for those students that were initially adversely affected.
Mistakes on the regents have happened before, and they have went unfixed. So initially, when they refused to correct it, I thought that would be the end of the story and that they wouldn't change it. So I'm pretty happy that they did eventually come around and regrade the question.
He persevered, and that is what's going to carry Ben and our students so far in life.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.